Let's get to work. Let's stop the press. It's the Good Deeds issue of OKEV magazine. First story from you, Steve.
Yeah, Rosie's New Zealand surprise. Rose called the show to tell us how she experienced an incredible act of kindness a couple of years ago.
I was sent a ticket to fly to New Zealand and stay for 7 weeks because about 18 years before that, I had done an act of kindness by taking two New Zealand girls who were doing their world tour into my home and acting as their UK mum. And I kept in touch with them. And consequently, I have adopted grandchildren who I had never seen. And July 2012, I got a phone call from Michelle to say, have I got news for you? And I thought, oh, they're coming. And she said, we've decided to send you a ticket.
Headline number two, naked chefs to the rescue after purse snatch horror. Louise in Rickaby told us this brilliant story about a time she had her bag pinched in a pub.
Mortified, tearful, weeping and wailing, gnashing of teeth.
As you would.
As you would. Well, these chefs, I think I had eight of them, sprang into action, and a couple of them were at ex-army, and they said, right, we're going to find this person. And very cleverly, from their phones, they were ringing mine to see if it rang from anywhere. And lo and behold, they'd gone into the gentleman's toilets and rang my phone, and a phone rang from inside one of the cubicles. An elderly gentleman who had been looking a bit inebriated and slightly shifty in the pub, may I say, was the culprit.
Thank you. Thank you. Stranger changes Pam's tyre is the third story. Pam from Newby Bridge wanted to thank a man who came to her aid when she had car trouble.
2 or 3 years ago, I was driving through Newby Bridge, going towards Ulverston, and the car behind me started flashing his lights. So I pulled into the bus stop at Backbarrow, and he pulled in behind me, and I thought, ooh. And he got out of his car, and he was wearing overalls. I think he was perhaps just going home from work. And he came over, and he said, do you realise you've got a flat tyre? So he said, do you know where his spare wheel is? And in the next minute, out the tyre came, and he changed the wheel. And I said, thank you. But I didn't feel as though I thanked him enough, because it was amazing.
The fourth story on our front cover, a warm gesture in the snow. Ian told us of how a man brought him a hot flask while he waited for the breakdown services to arrive.
A big stone had fallen out of the wall as a result of the ice and snow and freezing. And I went over this and wrote off two tyres on the near side of my car.
Ouch!
So I stopped. There was a car that had been following me for a couple of miles or so. And the gentleman got out. He was a taxi driver. And he then said he would go home, make some coffee and bring me a flask of coffee while I was waiting for the AA. And he did this. He was a real good Samaritan.